wonder what would happen if we all joined the union. You know, a right bolshy old clothes shop, bang the drum, wave the red flag type trade union. Yeah, I don't think they'd buy that at one all. The spies union. Time and a half for assassinations, or we'll all come out, brothers. Yeah, they wouldn't buy that. Pretty.
Of course, you'll have to put your top blokes on this.
Oh, yes.
Can't have the top trade union official from Moscow bumped off on his first visit to London, eh, brother?
Wouldn't do at all.
That's why the TUC have stuck me on security. And my job's to make sure he gets the best.
Have no fear, Mr. Meadows. All my men are eminently qualified.
Yeah, but do they know what they're doing?
I assure you,
someone's going to have a crack at Shalyapin.
You can't be certain of that.
I am. He used to have another job before he got to be head of the union, see? He was boss of their spy thing, KGB, it's called. You heard of it?
That's Shalyapin.
Makes a difference, does it?
If this Fyodor Shalyapin is the same man who headed the KGB for 15 years, then I know at least 100 people here in London who'd want him dead.
You know all their names?
Well, I certainly know one of them.
What's his name?
His name is Adam Kane.
My name's Adam Kane. Kane, Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
Some things in life are obvious and easy. If you have a business providing a good service or selling a product, you need to let people know. But how do you do that? Easy. Just tell them here on SpringbokRadio.com. Internet radio is about talking to people in their own homes. Your message becomes part of the sound they've chosen to listen to. To find out more about advertising on SpringbokRadio.com, contact Dave DePria on Johannesburg 011-678-5176 or for outside South Africa 27-11-678-5176 or email Dave at SpringbokRadio.com.
Enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours' drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, just 10 kilometres from the Pilansburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park, and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000. Or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park. Two worlds in one.
Who?
Shalyapin. Fyodor Shalyapin. Yeah. I thought the name might ring a bell.
I thought he was dead. Or in Siberia or something.
No, he isn't, Adam. He's very much alive. And he'll be in London from next week. Tuesday, actually. Official visit.
Fyodor Bleaton Shalyapin. Who'd have believed it? Here in London. He's got to be off his head. I didn't know we had an intelligence exchange program with the KGB.
We don't. Chalyapin's career has changed somewhat since we lost track of him. He's no longer with the KGB.
He was it, mate. The boss, the chief butcher and Lord High everything else. He was the KGB.
Well, they dispensed with his services some 10 or 11 years ago, remember? He fell foul of Khrushchev during the anti-Stalinist thing they had over there.
Yeah, that's when I thought he got the chop.
Apparently not. He went out to pasture for a while and then surfaced some 18 months ago as head of the Soviet Council of Trade Unions.
Yeah. Trade unions? In Russia?
Well, they're little more than labor exchanges and industrial commissariats, I suppose. But they call them trade unions, in line with their glorious Western colleagues.
And he's coming here.
At the express invitation of the Trade Union Council, to address some convention or other, make a tour of union headquarters throughout the country. Make an address or two to our faithful workers, or our sorely oppressed workers, whichever way they choose to look at it at the time.
Yeah, like I said, he's off his head. He'll never leave London. Someone's going to do him in before then. It'll probably be me, if the CIA don't get their crack in first. Not to mention the boys from the BND and half a dozen private agents I can name.
Exactly. That, as I see it, is the position.
And you want me to hand him the chop before the CIA get their greedy hands in. Live old son. For the first time since I sat on this side of your desk, I say from the bottom of my heart, it's a pleasure. Do I get choice of weapons?
Yes, well, I rather thought you'd feel like this about Shelley Apen. Understandable, really.
Right. When you think what that bloke's done, the murder and mayhem he's caused in Europe, and the number of our blokes who've ended up face down in the canals of Holland and Germany...
Which is why I particularly am going to find the next bit so very difficult. You must understand my position on this, Adam.
I'm starting to get a very funny feeling from you, Viv, old son. Very funny vibes.
We don't want you to kill him.
You don't?
We don't.
So I sit back and watch while the CIA slip in a cyanide pistol.
No.
What then?
You, Adam, are in charge of the security operation that will protect Fyodor Shalyapin during his visit to London.
He didn't dare look at me for a long time. His head was down, face turned to one side a little, like he was expecting me to belt him. But I sat just as quiet. Right, I was stunned. But as I thought about it, it became more logical and more ironical. If the head of DI6 had become chairman of the Board of Trade and went off to Moscow, the KGB would have to protect him as well. In their own special way, of course, which is why the chairman of the Board of Trade never goes to Moscow. More about that another time.
As you see, it's going to be dead easy to secure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one can get in and out of here that we don't like, brother. Only one way in, down there. Closed circuit telly, steel shutters on the windows, perfect place.
Lovely.
You know something, brother, I get the distinct impression that your heart isn't in this.
Funny you should get that idea.
I get this feeling that you're not even listening to what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
Right. We've got nearly 100 blokes on this, just from the TUC. Every one handpicked by me, and every one of them burning with enthusiasm to protect Comrade Shalyapin with the last drop of his blood. Of course, we had to accept the official security screen from the government people and the Metropolitan Police as well. Every little bit helps. But I'm beginning to lose faith in you, brother. Do you know that?
Yeah.
In fact, if I was in charge, brother, I'd like to tell you and your whole organisation to go and get...
Minutes. Neighbour.
Oh, morning, Brother Marty.
There's a telephone message for one of your chaps. At least, I think he's one of your chaps. You got someone called Kane. Adam Kane.
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, good. Can you ring an office, Mr. Kane? Speak to Mr. Dickens. Yeah, Dickens, like the writer. Sounded important.
Right.
Brother Kane here has been lent to us from DI6.
Ah, yes, yes. I heard we were getting up from the top. That's wonderful. Makes it all rest a lot easier, I can tell you.
In fact, he's in charge of the old security operation from their point of view.
Good, good, good. Do you have any questions, Mr. Kane? Anything we can do to help?
Yeah. Who's the bird?
Bird? Oh, yeah. This is my niece, Barbara Martin.
Hello.
Hello.
She's actually an accredited member of the Third Estate.
Come again?
He means I'm from the press.
Oh, yeah, the Daily Worker.
The Telegraph, actually. Uncle Ted has been very good about fixing up with some press tickets to cover the whole tour. You haven't been very helpful to the rest of the papers, I understand. I think I'm the only journalist who isn't attached to one of the left-wing papers who's going to be allowed in.
They're very fussy, you see, lad. Can't take chances with reactionary elements.
I've left all that to Meadows, of course. He knows a lot better than I do. As you say, Mr. Kane, we can't take chances when someone as important as Comrade Shalyapin is concerned. Now, if you're happy...
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, I'll press on. Time is winning the battle. He'll be here on Tuesday, and there's so much to do. Excuse me. Come along, Barbara.
Oh, yes, well, if it's all the same to you, Uncle, I'll stay here for a while and have a word with these gentlemen. I find security fascinating.
It don't make sense.
What doesn't?
You don't like me, Meadows. You think I'm loafing around and not doing my job. You're convinced that you could do a whole lot better. And yet you invite me into the boozer for a quick one.
Yeah, I didn't even mind when you ordered a double scotch as a glass.
Fine.
Because I wanted to get to know you a little better, that's why.
Right. What do you want to know?
Nothing.
No.
I got you nicely summed up, brother.
Then tell me, mate. I'm fascinated.
I know about you, Kane. I didn't choose you for this job. In fact, if I had my way, they'd have locked you up until his plane was safely on the way home.
It's a nice feeling to be trusted by your colleagues.
I happen to know that up until yesterday, you'd have given a month's pay and a couple of years of your life to doing our client.
Who told you that?
Never mind. But Shilyapin's been top of your list for 15 years, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, I'm going to have my beady eyes on you from the moment he steps off that plane. And if anything goes wrong, brother, you're going to be the first one to get it. I just thought I'd like to let you know, that's all. I won't stop for another drink. Still got lots to do. Cheerio, brother. Think about that, will you?
I thought you two were friends.
Where'd you come from?
Been watching you for a while. Doesn't he like you?
Meadows? No, he don't like me.
Why?
We don't follow the same clubs. He's Fulham, I'm Chelsea.
Ask a silly question. Can I have a drink?
Yeah. What'll it be?
That's Scotch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely.
I've got you doubled, all right.
Very generous. Of course, sir, I should be buying the drinks since I have the expense account, but I have this thing about men's liberation.
You really a reporter?
What else could I be?
Anything. You're very smashing for a reporter. But you know that, of course.
Of course.
And your uncle is a big noise in the TUC. But you don't even vote Labour.
I don't even vote. Politics are a huge crashing bore. It's people.
You spent a lot of time taking notes this morning about the security arrangements for our Russian mate.
I told you. I think it's fascinating. It'll be the vocal point of my story. England protects her enemy.
No, it won't.
What?
You're getting a D notice in the morning, love. Press blackout on security until we say you can print it. This is 6 months after he's gone back to Moscow.
D notice? Then you aren't with the TUC. But I
That's Meadows. I'm Whitehall.
How fascinating. The big gun himself. You must let me do the story. I'll change your name.
After he's gone.
Better than nothing. The editor will hate me, but I don't mind that.
You've been doing your own work, have you?
Oh, yes.
And what do you know about Fyodor Shalyapin?
Everything in the files. He was head of the KGB from the end of the war. It wasn't called KGB then. Until 1961, when Khrushchev fired him. He retired until they offered him this job just 3 years ago. That surprised everyone.
You know what he got up to when he was head of KGB?
I know some of the things his department did. That double murder in Berlin in 1958. The two Germans.
Fryer and... what was his name?
Keinzel.
Yeah, Fryer and Keinzel. And the agent defected. Solnitkin.
Cyanide pistol hidden in a cigarette packet. They weren't the only victims, of course.
Right. There were nearly 1,000.
1,000?
Yeah. He's a lovely bloke, Shalyapin.
That's as much as we could get on everyone.
Should be enough.
Although why you want security checks on all the TUC people, I can't imagine. Most of them are further left than Miao Tse-tung.
Anything interesting?
Most of it's deadly dull. Except this chap.
Huh? It's Ed Martin. He's in charge of the banquet.
His sister married a German after the war.
Is that all?
They had a daughter.
Hmm. Well, a lot of people married Germans after the war.
Does the name Keinzel ring a bell?
The Berlin murders.
It's probably a very common name.
His sister, you said?
Yes. She's living in England now, no sign of the husband.
Well, there wouldn't be if he was dead.
We don't know that it's the same one. She's changed her name back to her maiden name, Martin.
Her daughter, too?
Yes, her name's there somewhere. Yes, Barbara. Barbara Martin. She's a newspaper columnist. On the Telegraph, I think.
Die goeie oude van Springbok Radio is terug. 20 onverkrijgbare liedjes nou op 1 CD. Met al jouw gunstelingen. Virginia Lee, Cora Marie, Anton Goosen, Sonja Herold, Kukiru en vele meer. Herweer Springbok Radio, Afrikaanse treffers.
Splash the water hogs, splashing all day long. Using up the water, it's too late when it's gone. If you want to help them, this is what to do. Make sure the water hog is never you. Just make sure the water hog is never you.
Buck up, Adam. You're looking very hangdog.
I'm feeling very hangdog. It's a nasty situation.
Nasty because you want to crack at him?
You said it, not me.
He mustn't die, not in London.
Yeah, I know.
Perhaps we'll let you have a go when he visits Berlin.
Yeah, that's somewhere he'll never go. The Germans aren't sportsmen like us. They want that one badly.
He's coming through now.
Yeah, I see. With Meadows on one side and a TUC gorilla on the other.
You don't like Meadows, do you?
You shouldn't have told him how badly I want this Shelly Harpin. How are you doing?
Fine, no thanks to you, mate.
I thought you wanted me to stay out of the way.
I want you where I can see you.
Lovely. When do I get to meet the man?
As soon as I say you can.
Don't be nasty.
The car's ready for the motorcade. Can we get Comrade Shelley Open aboard?
He's ready.
We must stick to the schedule, you know. The Metropolitan Police have the route covered. We don't be late.
You coming, Cade?
Yeah, why not? I need a lift back to town anyway.
Not that car. You come with me.
And which car are you in, then?
With the man himself. Your chance to meet him at last.
I did not think London would be so dirty, comrade.
We don't get as much rain as Moscow.
That isn't the reason. My colleague refuses to acknowledge the inability of the capitalistic county council to control its workers.
You're kidding.
Belt up, Kate.
You have great camaraderie, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, I understand you are not a worker, Comrade Kane.
He's a cop. A policeman, Comrade Director.
Ah, yes. I, too, at one time in my career. A very rewarding occupation.
More money than running a trade union?
We do not judge a career by monetary gain in the Union of Soviet Socialistic Republics.
Right. You'd better tell the TUC that. I've got the wrong end of the stick.
In Russia, our system of trade unions is different.
Don't tell me.
Our workers have already won their freedom, you see. Here the struggle goes on. Not so, Comrade Meadows.
You bet it does.
In Russia, the worker rules the state and therefore sets his own goals and rewards.
Lovely.
You have a saying here in England to that effect.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
No. It was something like... He who makes the payments controls the orders concerning the making of the music. You know that English saying?
Martin's upset.
Why?
His niece. You've cancelled her press card.
That's right.
I issued that card.
And I cancelled it. She stays out of the banquet. In fact, she doesn't get to meet him at all.
Why?
She's a bad risk.
Worse than you?
I didn't ask for the job. She did.
I don't like the way you do things, Kane.
Then speak to the minister and get me fired.
I would if I could, but I can't.
Yeah, I know you can't.
Yes, I know the position, Mr. Martin, but I have every faith in Kane's ability. I can't countermand him.
I'm speaking to the minister if I get no satisfaction from you.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
You leave me no choice. If you people don't trust a member of my family, then it means you don't trust
me. It doesn't mean that at all.
I shall insist that Kane is replaced.
That won't help, I can assure you.
Why not?
Because Kane himself has been insisting from the beginning, and the minister wouldn't listen to him. So why should he pay any attention to you?
Yeah. He seems to be enjoying himself, doesn't he?
You aren't.
Neither are you.
No, there's too much to do.
Keep it up. You're doing a great job, Meadows.
You like my speech, Comrade Kane?
Yeah, I'm a bit tired. You're a good talker, Shelley, ain't you?
Yeah, that is why I'm still alive.
Talk and a bit of luck.
A great deal of luck. This is now your very good English whiskey talking, eh, not me?
Scotch whiskey.
Oh, so, Scotland is not a part of England?
No.
Another fact, I have. Also, you and your colleague Meadows do not trust each other. That too I notice.
What a bright old thing you are.
Of course I have heard of you, Comrade Kay.
I thought you might.
You lead me up the farm road many times in the past.
Garden path.
So up the garden path, though. Many times we have tried to silence you. 15 years ago, you have survived.
So have you.
And today, we meet as friends and drink Scotland whiskey together. The irony of history.
Yeah.
Your glass is empty, or I would propose us a toast.
Propose away, mate. I wouldn't drink it. Cheers.
You've taken your time.
How did you get here?
Easy. Since I wasn't allowed into the party, I had time to kill. So I found your car and sat waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Don't stand out there in the cold.
You want to live somewhere?
Yes. Twice around the park, Jane. I want to talk to you.
For someone who wanted to talk, you've said a lot of nothing since we left the party.
I've been trying to choose the right words.
Oh, I couldn't let you in there. You know that.
Because you found out that Kainzel was my father?
Yeah. He was working for the Russians at the end of the war. When he found out what they were like, he switched to Galen's crowd. Shelley Aitken didn't forgive him.
He sent Bogdan Slonitkin into Germany with a cyanide pistol and shot him. I was 7 years old in 1958. This happened in the front door of our house in Bonn. I saw him die.
And so, you were going to kill Shelley Aitken?
I was going to try.
How?
I don't know. I was going to wait for a chance. There would have been one.
And your uncle?
Ted Martin. He's a nice old man who trusts everyone.
So, now we understand each other. What do you want to talk about?
You.
What about me?
You want Shelley Aitken dead too, don't you?
That's got nothing to do with the job I'm doing today, darling.
You're more old-fashioned than I thought. England, home, and duty.
There aren't many of us left.
Then I won't be able to interest you in a deal.
Well, that depends.
I want you to help me kill Shelley Aitken.
Yeah, I thought so. You should know better, darling. Where do you want to go?
Where do you go?
Home to bed.
That's what I had in mind as well.
Well, that's a relief.
It's not over yet.
But I'm so glad he decided to go home by the Russian Navy. If anything happens to him now, it's their problem.
Let the boat out there.
No, we offered to let them dock, but they weren't interested. That helicopter of theirs takes Shelley Arpin on board as soon as he's ready.
Comrade Shelley Arpin is ready, mate.
I wish to thank you for your kindness, Mr. Kane. If ever you should come to Moscow...
Yeah. I might have to take you up on it.
If you come in an official capacity, that is.
Well, cheerio. I hope we meet again, out of England.
I detect a threat, Mr. Kane.
You're right.
Goodbye, Mr. Kane, and thank you.
Yes, where are you off to, Martin?
A reciprocal visit. Comrade Shelley-Aitken has kindly invited me to Moscow. I'm going with him.
Yeah, lovely for you. You want an hand with that case? It looks heavy.
That's very kind of you.
There you are, mate. Up you go.
There he goes. And another load off my mind. Even Mr. Meadows looks happy.
Yeah.
And now I suppose you think you can relax, Adam Kane.
You? Yeah, the blazes you get into. Naval property.
Ordinary press pass. There's another gate over there.
Yeah, well, you're too late to do anything now. There he goes.
Yes, and my Uncle Ted with him. I think you're too late, Adam. Not me.
What?
Uncle Ted has felt as strongly as I did about Shelley Aitken. I tried to talk him out of doing it this way, but...
Pete!
That helicopter! Get on the radio, man! Bring it back! There's a bomb on board!
But I can't! It's a Russian name!
You were right, darling. I was too late.
It was very cross.
Yeah. Not to mention the Russian Navy. You know, we missed World War III by an hair's breadth.
I told you it wasn't my idea. And it happened on Russian territory, so to speak. They were responsible for him.
If your Uncle Ted hadn't been there as well, it would have been hard to convince them that one of their own rockets went up by accident.
Can I get you another drink?
Yeah, lovely.
They didn't blame you, did they?
No, not really. Devenish sent a nasty memo to Viv. I suppose the minister had a go at him.
But it was too late. Shalyapin was dead. What a pity. Here you are, malt whiskey. No ice, no water.
So, but all the same, it isn't a nice feeling to muck up an assignment.
Then why are you smiling, Adam?
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.